This lesson is about building a usable drum and bass effects riser and transition sweep inside Ableton Live using stock tools only. Specifically, you are going to create a club-ready uplifter that builds tension into a drop or section change, then shape it so it actually works in a real DNB arrangement instead of sounding like a generic EDM preset. In drum and bass, this technique usually lives in the last 1 to 8 bars before a drop, switch, Reese entrance, or drum variation. It can also help mark a mid-drop turn, a fake-out, or a breakdown lift. Good effects do not just fill space. They control expectation, guide the listener's ear, and help DJs and dancers feel where the next phrase lands. Why this matters musically: DNB moves fast, so transitions need to be clear without becoming cheesy. A good riser creates forward pull without stepping on drums, bass, or vocal hooks. The best DNB effects feel tense, bright, filtered, and intentional, not like random noise pasted on top. Why this matters technically: effects often eat headroom if they are too wide, too bright, or too sub-heavy. Poorly shaped risers can blur the drop impact instead of improving it. In Ableton, a simple stock chain can sound expensive if the movement, filtering, and phrasing are right. This approach suits dancefloor, neuro-adjacent, and modern jump-up intros and transitions especially well, but the same principles also apply to deeper rollers if you tone the brightness and aggression down. By the end, you should be able to hear and build a riser that feels like it is pulling the track upward and forward, leaves room for the downbeat, and lands with a clean sense of payoff. A successful result should sound like tension steadily increasing, the stereo image opening carefully, the tone brightening over time, and the final moment setting up the drop without smearing it. You will build a 4-bar DNB transition effects riser made from noise and resampled texture, shaped into a polished sweep that can lead into a drop, switch up, or energy lift. The finished result should have a bright, airy, slightly aggressive sonic character, a clear upward motion, a steady 4-bar rhythmic feel with optional pulses for added urgency, a role as a tension device rather than a main musical element, and enough polish to sit in a near-finished arrangement with drums and bass. Think of it as a professional transition tool, not a huge cinematic effect that steals the whole moment, but a focused DNB uplifter that tells the listener something important is about to hit. By the end, your effects should feel controlled, exciting, and phrase-aware. It should build energy across 4 bars, stay out of the low end, not mask the snare or vocal, and make the drop feel bigger the moment it disappears. Before touching devices, decide exactly where this riser lives. Create a 4-bar section in your arrangement leading into a drop or a major transition. In DNB, good test positions are bars 29 to 32 into a drop at bar 33, bars 57 to 60 into a second drop variation, or the last 2 bars, before a breakdown snare fill. Why this matters: effects are arrangement tools first. If you do not know whether the riser needs to build for 1 bar, 2 bars, or 8 bars, you will likely overdesign something that does not fit the phrase. For this lesson, use 4 bars. That is long enough to hear evolution, but short enough to stay urgent at DNB tempo. If the intro already has lots of tonal content, your riser should be simpler and more filtered. If the section is sparse, your riser can carry more movement and stereo width. Listen for whether the track currently feels like it is naturally leaning toward the drop, and whether there is a clear empty lane in the upper mids and highs where effects can live. Now create the source sound, filtered noise with movement. Make a new MIDI track and load operator. Set it up as a noise-based source. In operator, disable the extra oscillators if needed and use the noise waveform as the main source. Keep the level moderate so you do not start too hot. Now shape it with stock devices. Add auto filter, add EQ8, and add utility. Use these suggested starting settings. Set auto filter to high pass, with frequency around 700 Hz and resonance around 20-30%. On EQ8, dip around 2.5 to 4 kHz by 2 to 4 dB if it is too harsh. On utility, reduce gain by minus 6 dB to keep headroom. Why this works in DNB: risers often work best when they occupy the upper spectrum, leaving the kick, sub, and low mids untouched. Noise is perfect because it gives you broadband material to sculpt without conflicting with key or harmony. At this stage, you are not trying to make it exciting yet. You are building controllable raw material. Now program the upward motion with automation, not just volume. Draw a sustained MIDI note for the full 4 bars. The note pitch itself matters less here, because the source is noise-based. Automate the auto-filter frequency so it rises over the full 4-bar phrase. A good starting move is to start around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz and end around 8 kHz to 14 kHz. Keep the curve slightly exponential so it accelerates toward the end. Also automate utility gain from around minus 8 dB to minus 3 dB and auto-filter resonance from 20% up to 35 to 45% near the end. A riser feels convincing when more than one dimension is opening. If you only automate volume, it sounds flat. In D&B, the feeling of lift often comes from brightness increase, intensity increase, and phrase timing. Listen for more pressure in the final bar even before it gets louder. The top end should open gradually, not jump suddenly halfway through. Next, add pulse or urgency so it speaks D&B phrasing. A long sweep can be too static on its own. Add subtle rhythmic information so it interacts with the groove. One option is to use auto pan as a volume chopper. Turn phase to 0 degrees. Use it like a tremolo, not a pan. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/16, and start with amount around 20 to 35%. Another option is to draw clip volume automation with a slight increase in pulse density in the last bar. For a modern D&B riser, start subtle across bars 1 to 3, then increase urgency in bar 4. A simple phrasing example is, bar 1, smooth sweep, bar 2, slight pulse, bar 3, stronger pulse or little gaps, bar 4, denser movement, then cut cleanly before the drop. This keeps the effect musical and tied to the grid rather than floating vaguely over the track. A smooth continuous riser is better for liquid, deep, or cleaner dancefloor arrangements. A pulsed riser is better for more aggressive dancefloor and neuro where you want obvious momentum. Choose based on what the drums are doing. If your pre-drop drums are already busy, use the smooth option. If the drums are stripped back, the pulsed option can add the missing motion. Now add width carefully without washing out the center. Make the riser feel larger. Use auto pan for stereo motion or utility for width control. If you use auto pan for stereo movement, set phase around 180 degrees, rate around 1/4 or 1/2, and keep amount low, around 15 to 25%. You can also automate utility width. Start around 80 to 100% and end around 130 to 150%. But be careful. In D&B, the final pre-drop moment often needs center clarity for the snare fill, vocal shot, or impact lead-in. So build width gradually and consider narrowing slightly in the last beat before impact. A great move is to let width open through bars 1 to 3, then dip slightly in the final quarter or half bar, and then let the drop hit wide and clean. That contrast helps the drop feel more explosive. Next, layer a second texture so it sounds produced, not like plain white noise. Duplicate the track or resample the first one and make a second layer with a different role. Put second layer options using stock tools include a shorter, brighter air layer, a darker distorted mid-texture, or a reversed breathy or metallic sample from your own library. Here is one stock processing chain example. Use saturator with drive around 2 to 5 dB, with soft clip-on if needed. Then auto filter with a band pass around 2 to 6 kHz. Then hybrid reverb or reverb with a short to medium decay, around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, with low cut engaged. This second layer should not copy the first exactly. Give it a different envelope or a different automation curve. For example, layer 1 can be a long, smooth, wide sweep, and layer 2 can be the shorter, brighter, more textured push in the last two bars. One layer gives continuity and the other gives detail. That is usually what separates serviceable effects from finished effects. Once the two layers are working, use resampling to create a custom tail and commit the shape. Resample 4 bars of the full riser to audio. Create a new audio track, set input to resampling, arm it, and record the phrase. Then edit the audio. Trim the start tightly. Add tiny fades. Warp if needed, but leave it natural if the timing is already right. Reverse a copy and see if the reverse version works as a pre-layer into the main riser. Commit this to audio if the MIDI and devices are starting to distract you from phrase design. Once it is audio, you can shape the exact entry, exact cutoff, and exact final silence before the drop much faster. A useful workflow tip is to create a folder or color group in your project called Transition and Effects, and keep your resampled versions there. You can reuse your own best risers across the session instead of redesigning from scratch every time. Now carve space for the drop. The riser must disappear correctly. This is where many producers fail. The riser itself may sound good, but it ruins the impact because it does not leave enough space before the drop. Take your resampled riser and automate or edit the final moment. Cut the tail slightly before the downbeat, often an eighth note to a quarter note early, or fade sharply in the final 100 to 250 milliseconds. If needed, automate a steeper high pass right before impact. You can also use another stock processing chain. On EQ8, high pass up to 1.5 to 3 kHz in the final beat. On utility, automate gain down by 3 to 8 dB. On reverb, automate dry slash wet down or cut the audio tail completely. Why this works in DNB? The drop feels big partly because of contrast. If the riser is still screaming through the first kick and snare, you lose the sense of impact. The listener needs a tiny vacuum before the hit. If the riser sounds exciting alone but weakens the drop when the full arrangement plays, stop there. That means your design is done. The fix is arrangement space, not more sound design. If the transition still needs punctuation, add a final impact companion, but keep it in the FX lane. Add a very short, companion FX sound right before or on the drop. This could be a tiny downlifter, a short reverse to cut, a filtered noise burst, or a brief reverb throw printed to audio.